Dan, you got to jump in.
That's how you tell me.
Jump into the heat because your mics are live. We're on the air. Talking trees with a host of certified arborists. We actually have four in the studio today. We're talking all things related to trees. We covered our tree of the month and rolled into a conversation of mulching and surviving the summer heat. And I think we'll just kind of pick it up right there and continue on that conversation. Mulch is key. What are the other things? I know we've said it before when with Jay Harper's. You know, once you get above 110, kind of all bets are off on everything. And we had a lot of those in July, the hottest recorded July in Arizona.
Yeah, 110 degrees for 11 days straight, you're saying, Richard? That's
yeah, 11 days straight and 30 days over the last couple of months of 110 plus degrees. I mean, that just puts a stress on all of your plant material as well as us as well.
Yeah, I walked into a customer's yard this past week and glanced across the yard at a hedge of sour oranges that we installed about 5 years ago, and I took my breath away. They were completely wilted. So we quickly, you know, assessed that. But yeah, it's the whole yard is, you know, was looking really stressed. And I just think, as you said, what was okay when it was, you know, in the high 90s, they just might not be able to endure that 110 degree weather day after day after day after day. It'll pound your plants. So yeah,
this time of year is probably the hardest. I mean, like you said, the monsoon, but with the relative humidity still being relatively low and really no rainfall, right now is probably the hardest time for your plant material in your garden and in your property, and you really need to look at your irrigation and maybe be thinking about increasing it a little bit or making sure you have that good mulch layer like you were talking about.
I haven't had condensate in 2 days. That's how dry it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, two points I want to make again on that. We kind of talk about it each time we're on here this time of year. But just remember that if you have new plants or young plants, it's very important not to let them dry out really at all. Just, you know, very little dry out between waterings as long as they're not flooded. And then the more mature trees, it's very important to make sure that, again, you're watering, you know, late night, early in the morning. So it's drying out throughout the day because, again, if that water is sitting around that root collar or around that root zone all night long, every night, and you're overwatering, you're going to see a lot of root disease this time of year as that builds up. So we talked about using soil probes, going out there and checking. Even if you have mulch, you may want to move it once in a while, making sure on a mature tree you're getting a little bit of dry out between waterings, and on young trees that you're making sure they don't dry out too much. And like we said, expect to see some wilting later in the day, no matter what. Just because there's a little wilt at the end of the day, it's just because it's so darn hot, it may not need extra water. You have to check that first before you put the water on.
And concerning the depth of the mulch, be real careful, too, that you're not overdoing it. A little more of a good thing is not always better, and mulch is a good example of that. You don't want to have 5, 6, 8 inches of mulch over the root zone. That can actually cap the oxygen and actually, you know, become really harmful to the tree. So just a couple inches of mulch. The finer the texture of the mulch, the less you need. In fact, a lot of the research in the last several years has indicated that the finished compost is really not your best quality mulch. It's a good mulch because it's providing that insulation layer, but it's not providing a lot of nutrient cycling. And the best thing to put down is actually green wood chips, because that will really give you a little bit more bang for your buck. Because as that's decomposing over the year or so, this next year or so, it's actually contributing to the microbial activity in the soil, a little bit of nitrogen cycling as well. So if you have the option of putting just those bags of the black, very dark brown mulch, or putting on green wood chips, the green wood chips are really the better option.
Green meaning to the listeners, meaning fresh chipped wood chips.
Yeah, get your local arborist or tree service to drop you off a load or half a load, and it'll really be helpful to go ahead and spread that around the base of your trees and shrubs.
And if you can handle it, if you can leave the leaf litter after the trees and things have dropped their leaves, leave them there for a little while. It just helps with keeping the moisture down below. And I know that, you know, when we get a good wind, you'll have them in another spot, but that's okay. You know, they do help out for a little bit, and some of the nutrients can go back into the soil.
Yeah, this we always would say when we have leaves dropping, we want either very little wind or a lot of wind, because a lot of wind will put the leaves in your neighbor's yard. Yeah. What about soaker hoses?
Well, I was thinking, John, we're talking about just adding some extra irrigation. A lot of people are always concerned about mature trees. Where do we put that water? And you see a lot of hose right up against the trunk. And just like you were saying, Seven, that's really not where you want to put the water, because that's not really where the tree needs it. They need it at the fine feeder roots.
And you've got to be moving that. You have to be moving that hose every few minutes.
Yeah, you have to move it around. So soaker hoses can really be your friends at this time of year when you have your mature trees, because you can kind of put it around the shape of the crown of the tree and let it run for 18, 24 hours and really get a good deep soaking.
That's right.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Just hit number one when you hit the auto attendant to bypass the message. Put you right into the studio with four ISA certified arborists.